This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Have you ever heard someone say, "I believe in the God of the New Testament, not the God of the Old Testament. The God of the New Testament is a God of love. The God of the Old Testament is a God of wrath." If that's what you think, let me encourage you to read Psalm 136. You'll find 26 times in 26 verses the psalmist declares, "His love endures forever." The repetition is no doubt designed to give you reason to give thanks to the Lord. He is the God who created all that is. He is the God who delivers us from enemies. He is the God who provides what is necessary to meet all our needs. He is the one who never forgets us, no matter how lowly our estate may be. It's true, in doing these things, there are times he destroys our enemies. His forgiveness is available to all, but his judgment is warranted when actions and attitudes express rebellion. God in the Old Testament is the same God revealed in the New Testament. His love endures forever. He, by nature, is self-giving love. He's interested in the welfare of the one loved. He's willing to pay any price to demonstrate how much he loves us. He is unchanging. This was as true in the Old Testament as it is in the New Testament. Since that's true, let me encourage you to trust in him as your creator, deliverer, savior, friend, and provider. Then give thanks to him for all he is and has done, as the psalmist admonishes us to do in Psalm 136. Do this especially for the love he has shown to you, a love that will endure forever.